Stavavali. Raghunath Das Goswami, he has one prayer called Radhikashtotra Shatanam Stotram, in verse number 4. And he says, Damodara Dvaita Sakhi Kartik Otkirti Deshwari Mukunda Dayata Brinda Damila Mani Manjari. These are different names of Radharani. So the first name is Damodar Advaita Sakhi. Advaita. It means Damodar's unrivaled girlfriend. And Kartik Ot Kirti Deshri, the greatest bestower of fame on the Kartik month. So Kirti means fame, and Ishri means the controller, the goddess of fame. So she, Kirti Deshri is the name for Radharani. Means the Ishri of Kirti. She's the greatest giver of fame. And her mother's name is, of course, Kirtida. So she's given fame to her mother by appearing as her daughter. Kirtida. Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, right? Kirti. Fame. So she is the goddess of fame, and she has given fame. She gives fame on the Kartik month. And she's the goddess of Kartik. So there's two names in one here. She's Kartik Ut Kirti. She gives the greatest bestower of fame on the Kartik month. Because it is the most famous month in terms of Radharani's worship and for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So everything's in relative. So for us, this is the greatest month. Someone else may consider Vajramas the greatest month because that's the time when Balaram appeared and Shukla Shasti, according to Garga Samhita. Shukla Shasti and Vajramas, Balaram appeared. And then in Shukla Ashtami, Radharani appeared. And in Krishna Ashtami, Krishna appeared, Janmashtami. That's in Vajra month. And in the Vraj Bhakti Vilas, Narayan Bhatta Goswami explains that this is the month to do Vraj Mandal Prikrama. So Vraj is also glorified. Not only Dauji and Krishna and Radharani are glorified for Vajra month, but the whole of Vraj Mandal is glorified. Not because they've appeared there, but then this is the recommended month for doing Vraj Mandal Prikrama. Vallabha Sampradaya, the Vallabhacharya followers and other Sampradayas, Vaishnava Sampradayas, they generally do their Vraj Mandal Chaurasi. Chaurasi Kosh Prikrama is done in that month, in Vajramas, which is before Ashwin, the Vajra, Ashwin, Kartik. We saw sometimes during that month there will be parties, Prikrama parties of Vaishnavas with 9,000 people. Quite big. Mm-hmm. This was in 1988. We went with Lokanath Swami and Achyuta Das in his jeep, and we were mapping out how many kilometers from place to place. So we'd see these different groups where they were camping down. Elaborate arrangements, obviously. One group had 5,000, another group had 9,000. So we think that our party of 500 in ISKCON is a big thing, and we can hardly manage it. You can imagine managing 9,000 yatris and meals three times a day. But for Gaudiyas, where our Ishtadev is Radharani, and Radha Govinda Yugal. And Radharani always comes before Krishna, Shakti Shaktiman, Sitaram, Lakshmi Narayan, Radha and Krishna. So Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling that Amargo Shirshaham says, Chasmi Margo Shirshaham. Among months I am Mrigashirsh. Which is November, December. So if you want to attain Krishna as your husband, Katyayani Mahamayi Mahayogi Nidishri Nanda Gopasutam Devi Patime Kurute Namaha. If you want to attain Krishna during, you should worship him during Krishna month. So the Dandakaranya sages who had this kind of conjugal bhav and Madhurya bhav for Ram, but it was mixed with this mood of Swakya bhav. They wanted to be like Sita, and Sita's married to Ram. So Ram fulfilled their sankalp by blessing them to appear as gopis, sadhana siddha gopis in Braj Leela. And they brought that bhav into their new body, because bhav is in the subtle body. When the subtle body goes into the new body, the bhav goes with it. Kam bhav or Braj bhav or whatever bhav we have. And then they express that bhav by doing sadhana in Mrigashirsha month to attain Krishna as her husband. O Katyayani, O Mahayogini, you have so much power, and please bless us, Nanda Gopasutam Devi. Patim me kurute namaha. Kurute, please do, or please give, bestow upon us the son of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Nandan, as our pati, as our husband. So as everyone knows, they performed the Katyayani Brat. And this was in what month? November, December. And that is the month of Krishna. So those who want to attain Krishna as their husband or as their lover or whatever, they'll be very keen to observe Katyayani Brat. But those who are interested in pleasing Radharani, his counterhole, you can say, God, I saw someone recently, they wrote a book, they were talking about Radha and Krishna, and they wrote, Radha and Govinda are the combined God, is it, put G-O-D, then a slash, and D-E-S-S. Radha and Govinda are the combined form of God, Des. It's very interesting. Capital G, because the word goddess is G-O-D-D-E-S-S. So they wrote capital G-O-D, then they put an oblique, like a slash, and then D-E-S-S. So they're, she is God. In other words, the implication by that construction and grammar is that she is God and he is God. Radha is God, she's the goddess, the goddess, is, but they're one. So God, and that's not like God, goddess. So we just put in one word, goddess, but with a capital G. Like we say demigoddesses, demigod or demigoddesses is English. It was a very clever construction I saw in one book recently. Capital G-O-D, that's Krishna, God. And then D-E-S-S, Radharani. So we want to attain the divine service of Radharani as our Priya and as our Pran. She will be our Pran, our Prananath, the Lord, our Prananateshwari. And we will become her pran sakis, or nitya sakis, mandris or pran sakis, nitya sakis. Then it behooves us to worship the Kartik month. And this is especially emphasized by the Sadh Goswamis and the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, that Kartik month, October, November, is Radharani's month. And Stavamala Rupa Goswami is also describing Radharani's Kartiki Devi. She is the goddess, the Devi. She is the goddess, of Kartik month. And so it says here, Das Goswami is saying she's Kartik Utkirti Deshwari. She is the bestower of fame on the Kartik month and the goddess of Kartik. Mukunda Dayata, Brinda Damila Mani Manjari. She's a Mani Manjari. She is the jewel bud on the braids of all Mukunda's beloveds. The word Damila refers to hair. Damila means braided hair or bani. Dayata means beloved. And Brinda means the group of. Dayata Brinda means a group of beloveds. Mani Manjari. She's a jewel bud. That's interesting. Mani means jewel, Manjari is bud. This is a jewel bud on the braids of all of Mukunda's beloveds. So this is a very poetic and beautiful description, singling out Radharani, that all of Krishna's beloveds, they all have long hair braids. This is a very beautiful phrase by Das Goswami, Rati Manjari. Well, it takes one to know one. So Rati Manjari, Raghunath Das Goswami, is also called Tulsi Manjari or Banumati. Banumati Manjari, Manjari with three names. Mukunda Dayata Brinda Damila Mani Manjari. This is, of course, Sanskrit. And it's a glorification. The whole prayer is a stotram, Nam Stotram, Shatanam Stotram. 100 names in glorification of Radharani, Sri Radhika. Radhika Ashtotara. Oh, it's 108. Radhika Ashtotara Shata Nam Stotram. 108 names. So all of Krishna's gopis, they all have beautiful long hair, damila, beautiful beinis and braids hanging down to their thighs. And they're so shiny and so black and so beautiful and attractive and radiant. And very pleasing for Krishna to see and to touch and to smell. Because everything about the gopi's hair is giving Krishna happiness. Just to see from a distance, run it through his fingers, or to smell it, or the texture, everything is, it's just programmed perfectly to give Krishna pleasure in all of his senses. So they all have beautiful braids. Lalita has a beautiful braid, Vishakha has a beautiful braid, and all the Manjaris. But there's some speciality that Radharani's, she is the jewel, she is the jewel bud. She's a jewel bud. Manjari is a bud, fresh bud before the flower. She's a Mani Manjari. She's a jewel bud on the braids of all Mukunda's beloveds. So Krishna enjoys, he has Dayata Brinda, his group of beloved gopis, his hundreds and his thousands of gopis, and they all have their beautiful beinis. But Radharani's beini, when Radharani is in Vilas with Krishna and her hair is undone and is flowing over him, it looks like the feathers of a peacock, the spread out tail fan of a peacock, very beautiful. And because of Radharani's superiority and her ability to please and satisfy Krishna, her beini, she's the jewel bud. She's the crest jewel. Her beini is special. Her hair is special. And so to signify the speciality of Radharani's beini, then is comparing her beini to a jewel. The other girls have jewel. They have some. Literally, they have some jewels embedded in some necklaces or some thin pearls woven in their braids and flowers woven in their braids. The Radharani, at the end of her braid, she has a special lotus. It's a lotus bud which is made of jewels. It's tied on the end of her braid. It even has a name. Radhakrishna Ganesh Deepika gives a name for that. Jeweled lotus which is tied at the end of her beini. But just to distinguish that she's Damila Mani Manjari. So this, here we find that Radharani is being glorified Damodar Advaita Sakhi, that she's the unrivaled girlfriend of Damodar. So how is it that the name of Damodar is being connected here with Radharani? Because generally we say in the Sanskrit names of the month, there's 12 months in a year, and each month is named after a form of Vishnu. So there's something curious here in Raghunath Das Goswami's shloka number 4. He's saying Damodar Advaita Sakhi, that Radharani is Damodar's unrivaled girlfriend. So Damodar, this October month is called Damodar Mas, and generally everyone thinks Yashoda Damodar. This is a month on, I guess, Diwali. I think it was Diwali day on Amavasya. Krishna was naughty, stealing butter, breaking the pot, and Yashoda punished him, tied him up with a rope around his belly. Everyone knows the story. Namamishwaram Sachidananda Rupam. So that's a fact. Mother Yashoda did tie up Krishna, And there is a Leela, and glorified eternally, as known as Yashoda Damodar. But actually in Braj, there's three Damodars. There's Yashoda Damodar. First there's Sakha Damodar. Then there's Yashoda Damodar, and there's Radha Damodar. So we'll worship one of those. We'll specifically worship. We worship them all and respect and honor them all. But we especially worship Radha Damodar, especially Radharani in the Leela with Damodar. Our angle of vision is drawn to Radharani. So Yashoda Damodar, we know that's in Vatsalya Ras, that Vatsalya Bhav is so beautiful, this Braja Vatsalya, that it becomes, Krishna becomes Vashibhut. He becomes controlled by that love, Prem Vashibhut. The love of Yashoda controls him, and he submits toward love and allows himself to be bound. The unbound, eternal, unlimited Lord becomes bound by the rope that she used to tie her hair braid. So she used the rope, tied her hair braid, and tied his waist, tied him up to the mortar. But Sakha Damodar is for the coward boys, Sridham Subal. Sometimes Krishna is boasting too much, and they're wrestling, and Sridham already beat him 3 times out of 5. Or 4 times out of 5, and Subal. And he's always boasting. So then sometimes the boys gang up on him, and then they tie him up with their ropes, because they have ropes over their shoulder. Every boy has a rope. And only one rope will do the job. Maybe two. One rope around Krishna, then tie another rope. Subal puts his rope around Krishna's belly. Then Sridham joins his to that rope. So that makes like 6 feet of rope. Then they put him against a kadama tree, and then tie, bind that. And he can't get anywhere. He's tied. And then they say, oh, okay, big boy, now get out of this rope, break out. So that boy who pulled down the twin Yamala Arjun trees with this magical rope, which was empowered by Krishna, the rope didn't break, the trees broke. Of the two, one would think that the rope would break, because the tensile strength of the rope obviously is much less than the power of 2 trees. But by Krishna's yoga maya, the rope became more powerful. And the trees submitted to that power and divided. 2 demigods, Nalakovera Manigriva, came out. So the boys, they took 2 cowherding ropes, which they all carry over their shoulders to tie the legs of the cow at the time of milking, or tie up a bad calf or whatever, mischievous calf. And then they tied Krishna to a kadamba tree, and he couldn't break it. He couldn't break that rope. He was the power of all power, the source of all power, the Maheshwaram, Parameshwara. He couldn't break that rope because he was bound by Sakya Prem, by the love of the coward boys. They wanted to keep him tied up. And when they wanted to untie it, then he could get out. If they didn't want to untie it, so he was there, and he was tied up, and then they started rebuking him. You stupid, this, that, and pointing at him, this, that. You know, we're not going to play with you anymore unless you... We're not going to untie you unless you, you know, admit to all your... So they made so many deals, this and that. Plea bargaining. Krishna had to do plea bargaining with the coward boys to get released from his punishment. So they rebuke him. Of course, they can't match the rebukes of the elderly ladies of Gokul when he's stealing their yogurt. And what to speak of the rebukes and criticisms of the gopis, which are par excellence. They're the topmost... most relishable criticisms and rebukes. So this is Sakha Damodar. That Damodar is tied up in love by his beloved coward boys like Sridham and Subal. But the Damodar we worship, who is mentioned here by Raghunath Das Goswami, is Radha Damodar. But not only Radha Damodar, but a special aspect. He's not only Radha Damodar, but he's Nivi Damodar. Nivi Bandhan. Nivi means the knot and the underwear. The lady has a petticoat. She has a petticoat, like a slip under her sari, a gopi dress, whatever. And there's one rope that they use to tie it. So she has one string, she ties it. But then her undergarments, there's also another rope. So when Krishna plays his flute, it's told in 10th canto of Bhagavatam that the... demigoddess is riding in the flower pushpam viman, flower airplanes with their husbands. Their garments become loose. their undergarments become loose when they hear Krishna's flute. Because flute is like Kamadev, the Kam Gayatri. Kam Gayatri, the transcendental Kam Gayatri, is Krishna himself. So he brings all intense attraction. Kam means intense, uncontrollable attraction, lust. So Krishna is a transcendental Kamadev. So when he contacts one by touch, by sound, by smell, by taste, then one becomes inexorably attracted. He becomes completely attracted, and he loses everything. He loses all his other attachments, even his clothes. If you're attached to your clothes, you lose your clothes too. Especially females. The clothes can get in the way. So Krishna is that transcendental Kamadev, and he plays his transcendental flute, and then everyone becomes attracted, even the demigoddesses. What to speak of the gopis, because the demigoddesses are only hearing the sound vibration, which is madhur. This is Vena Madhurya, so sweet, so attractive, and so full of this transcendental calm, this karshan, this prem karshan, this intense attractive force to Krishna. They give up the husbands, they have no concern for them, even their clothing, whatever. But the gopis, they're actually being called individually. The song, that Vena Madhurya, that Murli Madhurya, that sweet Murli is actually calling the gopis one by one, singly, for the rasa dance. So how much they're compelled, how much they're forced, how much they're pulled, how much they're drawn, how much they're brought out to meet Krishna. So much more. So, Krishna, in Madhurya Leela, we worship Krishna in Madhurya Leela, the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa and Rati, Rupa and Raghunath. We worship Nivi Damodar, Nivi. And the basis for this concept is coming from Uttarakhanda Bhavishya Puran. There's one shloka that describes the story of how Krishna became famous in Braj. He's famous in Braj as Yashoda Damodar, and he's famous in Braj as Sakha Damodar, and he's famous in Braj as Nivi Damodar or Radha Damodar. Sankeeta vasare chute prayanata samsajaya radaya prarabhya brukutim heranya rasana damna nibaddo daram kartikyam janani kritotsavavare prashtvavana purvakam Chatuni prayat pratyastamatmapulakam jayema damodaram. So this verse from the Bhavishya Puran, Uttarakhanda, is translated once on the full moon night in the month of Kartik. So in the month of Kartik, on Amavasya, Yashoda tied up Damodar. In Kartik month on Gopastami, the coward boys tied him up, Sakha Damodar. And Kartik month on Purnima, which is the last Purnima, this first Purnima coming up on the 14th of October, after this first Ekadasi, that's Ras Purnima, Maharas Purnima. So once on the full moon night in the month of Kartik, Radharani made an appointment with Krishna, Sanket. Sanket avasar chute pranayata. With the chuta, she had an appointment, Sanket avasar, like avisar, to meet Krishna. But Krishna did not show up in time. Radha became angry and frowning. She angrily frowned her eyebrows. And when he came, she bound Krishna around his belly with the golden strings that held her undergarments. When Krishna explained to Radhika that he was late because he was attending a Kartik festival held by Mother Yashoda, and Krishna tried to flatter Radharani with sweet words, Radharani gave in, forgave him, and released Krishna. Since then, he is known as Nivi Damodar, or Damodar. Let us meditate on this ecstatically horripilating Damodar. So this is the pastime here that Radharani tied up Krishna with the string that holds her undergarment, her Nivi. This is the Nivi Bandha. So this is Nivi Damodar. Of course, this is a very intimate view of the Lord. But the Lord, the basic point of philosophy is that the Lord is bound by the love of his devotees. And it's exemplified in a graphic way by these three pastimes in Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, and Madhuryaras, that he's bound by the intense affection and loving mood of submission and surrender that the coward boys have and the elderly gopi mothers have of Braj, and of course the gopis, Brajagopis, especially Radharani. So much love they have. So this is in Bhavishya Puran, a story about Krishna becoming tied up by the string that ties up Radharani's undergarments. Very interesting. So this is the background of why we say we worship Radha Damodar. We don't make any separate arrangements to worship Yashoda Damodar, unless, of course, our Ishta is Yashoda Damodar. The question is who started the worship of Yashoda? Did Prabhupada start the worship of Yashoda Damodar? And what little I can recall, there are some letters where a disciple is writing a letter and saying, Prabhupada, should we put a picture on the altar of Yashoda and Krishna and worship? He said, no need. You just worship Radha and Krishna. No need. And Prabhupada himself, he set the example. We have to think. There's the Acharya, the example. When Prabhupada came to Vrindavan to spend the Kartik month, he didn't spend the Kartik month in Gokul, or he didn't spend the Kartik month in some temple where they have deities of Nanda and Yashoda. Like Nandagaon, he could have gone to, he wanted to emphasize the worship of Yashoda Krishna or Yashoda Damodar, he could have gone to Gokul, where they have deities of Nanda and Yashoda, or he could have gone to Nandagram. This is all in Braj Mandal. But he came to Sevakunj, to Radha Damodar Mandir, on two different occasions he spent there, or maybe 1970, 71, 72, two or three times he was there with the devotees. 72 is the most famous because of Nectar Devotion lectures, and some devotees were initiated then. But he was also there in 70 and 71. So Prabhupada, by his own example, he came and spent the whole Kartik month in 72 in Radha Damodar temple, and he worshipped Radha Damodar every day. They didn't have any separate arrangement to worship Yashoda Damodar picture or anything. When we were in Los Angeles in 75, we had the Fate Museum there making this Fate Museum, first American theistic exhibit, Fate. So that was the beginning of dioramas to illustrate different verses from Gita and Bhagavatam, the Rasa Leela at the end that shows Julan or Rasa Leela or something, all gopis looking so beautiful. There's that song, it's very beautiful exhibit, very touching, sweet. So at that time, the artists from Fate Museum, they asked Srila Prabhupada if we can make some murti of Yashoda with Damodar, some murti, diorama. He said, it's all right, no harm. So we had that during Kartik, because I was there in 75 for Kartik, maybe 75 it came, or 76 maybe it was there, I forget. But then they had in the temple, and people were just there to remind you of Yashoda Damodar. But we were offering Artik to the Rukmini Dwarkadish. So I it's not clear in my mind, I may be mistaken, but I don't believe that Prabhupada instituted himself any official worship in ISKCON of Yashoda Damodar. I don't believe so. I don't believe that he sent any letter and told all devotees to put pictures of Yashoda Damodar on the altar, on the Radhakrishna altar. Maybe some other senior devotees know differently, but from the letters and what I can recall, it appears that temple presidents would ask Prabhupada, is it all right if we put a picture? And Prabhupada said, okay, no harm. You have that bhav, it's okay. But in other words, Prabhupada, he didn't condone it, and he didn't not condone it. And same, I was in Berkeley also, because I was in Berkeley more time. I was there. And we just walked to Radha Gokulananda in Gilab. So I guess it's a matter of preference, what one's heart is attracted to. So this eighth name of Radharani is Kartik Utkirti Deshwari. Then Radharani, she is the queen of the month of Kartik, and she makes this month most famous. And why is this month famous? Because Radharani bound Krishna with the string of her girdle on the full moon night of Kartik. This is considered the most auspicious month of the year. Very, very dear to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. As a rule, the Vaishnavas worship Radha Damodar in this month. They try to reside in the holy dham and they engage in the processes of hearing and chanting the glories of Radha Damodar. For this reason, this month is also known as Niyam Seva, regulated service, Niyam. Padma Puran, Skanda Puran, and others extensively glorify this month. This is from Padma Puran. Narada Muni is telling. There's a conversation between Shonaka Rishi and Narada Muni. And Narada Muni is saying, of the 12 months of the year, the month of Kartik is the most dear to Krishna. Dvadasha Svapi Masheshu Kartika Krishna Vallabha. It's very easy. Dvadasha Mas. Dvadasha Mas means 12 months. Dvadasha Mas. Mas. Dvadasha Mas Kartika. Kartika Krishna Vallabha. Kartika Krishna Vallabha. Krishna Vallabha means very most beloved to Krishna. Most beloved. The Vallabha. It's a Vallabha Mas. So this Kartik is compared to, like we say, Gopijana Vallabha. Gopijana Vallabha is Krishna. So the gopis, generally they're Vallabhas, they're lovers, they're dear, they're beloved of Krishna. This month is beloved, is dear to Krishna. When a Vaishnava performs even small worship during this month, it says, Sampujita Vishnur Alpa. Sampujito Vishnur Alpa. Lord Vishnu will be pleased with him and will grant him a place in Vishnu Loka. Upayayane Dadati Vaishnavanam Vaishnavam Lokam Dadati Vaishnav Loka. So we're the planet where all the Vaishnavas live. Vaishnavam Loka. So Vishnu Dadati, he will give that, even a small bit of worship. Alpa. Alpa Medasa, right? Small intelligence. He will please with him and grant him a place in Vishnuloka. You should know this for sure. Narada emphasizes. Nishchitam evam nishchitam. You should be confident. Nishta, nishchitam evam. You should know this very much for sure. This is a fact. Be confident. Believe me. Evam nishchitam. He's saying. Narada Muni is saying. Just as Lord Krishna is world famous as Bhaktavatsal, the benefactor of his devotees, similarly the month of Kartik will grant great benefits to a person who even performs a little worship at this time. It's very rare to attain a human form of life, and which is very short and uncertain of that. And the same way, the month of Kartik is only short. It occurs only very rarely, only once a year. What to speak of using many opulent ingredients for worship? Sampujita also means complete. If one offers even a little lamp in that month, or even if one kindles, which means relights, another person's extinguished lamp, the Supreme Hari will be very pleased and bestow a good destination on the worshipper. This is Padma Puran. Maybe you've seen me don't know if you've ever been with me, we do parikrama. Sometimes I take a ghee lamp from Govindji temple and it's gone out and I relight it and offer it again. Because now it's a new light. It was lit before and it was the light of someone's heart, but then that light went out. So then I use the same ghee and use that same lamp, and then with the lamp of my heart, then I offered my heart's lamp to Radha Govinda. So someone might say, well, how can you offer the same thing twice? You have to offer a fresh thing. But no, it's a fresh light. The heart's light is different. The medium is the same cotton that they use in the same ghee. But the cotton that I'm going to offer wasn't burned, and the ghee I'm going to offer wasn't burned. So it's a new offering. This one can have doubt like that. The Supreme Lord Hari will be so pleased by offering directly yourself a lamp. If you have no money for, say you have no money, I have no money for ghee. Ghee is very costly, both menga hai. And I have no money for cotton. I'm this Kinshin Sadhu, I'm just doing Madhukari. I don't have one rupee to buy one piece of cotton. Then what do? I can't offer a lamp to Damodar. I'm this Kinshin Sadhu, I'm just sleeping on the banks of Radhakund, chanting Hari Hari Radhi Radhi. No, my sir, my dear friend, there's also a facility for you. Because so many people, they have big ghee wick and the wind blows and the fan goes on and it goes out. You can just go around the temples and pick up the used ones, relight them. And Krishna will be very pleased, even by this. This is the epitome of Bhaktivatsalya. How much affection for his devotees. You offer me a used thing. Usually if you offer something used to Krishna, it's aparad. Something used, of course, is used by somebody else, not used by Krishna. This is used by Krishna. But still, it should be always supposed to be new. New incense and new ghee lamp. But in this month, it's such a special month. Kartik's so special. Okay, somebody else offered it and went out and you offered it. That's okay. I'll accept it. Even though it's not new ghee and new cotton. But you're a new person and you're making an offering. I accept. So that's the verse. That's the translation of the verse. Dipenapi hiyatra so priyate hari ishvara sugatim cha dadatyeva paradipam prabodhanat. So it's saying here that if one offers a deep, that Hari will be very pleased. Hari Ishvara. Hari Ishvara. And sugatim cha dadati eva paradipam prabodhanat. He will dadati sugatim, give a very good destination to that person who even offers rekindles a dead ghee lamp, so to speak. So it is Srimati Radharani who is bestowing all these glories on the month of Kartik, and she indeed is the presiding goddess of this month. That's why there's so much mercy in this month. Because the goddess of mercy is the predominating deity of this month. She's controlling this month. Krishna's controlling the other months, and he's not so merciful. He controls all the other months. This month is named after him, but he doesn't have much power in this month. The executive privilege is given to Radharani. She's executing the bestowing the powers. And another name that's mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is Urjeshwari. Urja Ishwari. Urja Ishwari is called Urja Brata. Prabhupada explains in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, sometimes the Vaishnavas, they go to Vrindavan and they observe the 1-month-long Urja Brata. Urja means various powers, shaktis, and influences, and Radharani is the queen and the empress of all those things. Urja Ishwari, Urja Ishwari.